It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I think I've gotten it down to about 18 seconds. I can take that thing down. It's unbelievable. We got the new one, still playing with it. It's unbelievable. I love the little clip on to your shirt that you can kind of run the machine from. It's awesome. My son loves that one. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out tchoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're sick of Zoom calls, if you're sick of, you know, diving everywhere and looking for what you need, our roadmap will help you become a better basketball coach. There's lots of great resources out there, but a lot of them are run by people that are college coaches or aren't teaching stats all day and then jump into the gym and have to deal with the everyday things 24/7 that a high school coach or a youth coach has to deal with. So come over, let me help you become a better basketball coach, tchoops.com. Let's head off to the podcast. Anyway, it's that camaraderie that's the VFW is always busy with all these guys from, you know, the Vietnam War, the Korean War, because it's a band, they have that special bond together because people were trying to kill them. You know, it's like, and again, that's silly little game is nowhere in comparison to war, but it's similar in that respect as far as that family and that band of brothers. I agree. Do you have a coaching failure that we could dive into that would help other coaches?
Oh gosh, I know I've got a lot. So, but I'm trying
or
to think
a turning
of something.
Moment. Either failure or pivotal coaching moment. Wording is important. Words matter. I think we live in a world right now where everyone knows that words matter. So maybe I worded that wrong. We could do it as a failure or a pivotal coaching moment or something that a listener, my avatar is that 27-year-old young coach that thinks they're the next Coach K. Is there something that we could teach them that would help them?
So my last year as the JV coach before I got the head job, you know, I'm running the JV practices on one side of the floor and the varsity's on the other side. And the varsity coach is an Oregon coaching legend. He has some of the most wins in Oregon history. And in my mind, I'm running a better practice. and it takes time to kind of have that confidence to really believe you can do it and really believe that you can be a varsity head coach and believe you can run a program.
Right.
And it takes sometimes, you know, a couple of years to really define your coaching voice, even if you're an assistant or a JV or a freshman coach, it just takes time. And so that sixth year as an assistant JV, I'm running practice. I'm watching their practice. And I'm like, it clicked. And I'm like, I think I'm doing a better job than this legend. And I don't say that from an arrogant standpoint. I just felt like, okay, we're getting better. We're working on fundamentals. We're practice plan is on point. Like it's clean and we're going and we're getting better and kids are having a good time. And there was some other stuff going, I don't need to get into it, but there's some other stuff going over on the other side of the gym. And so at that point, I'm like, I just knew, I'm like, I'm ready to run a program. So whenever it opens, I'm all in.
That's your light bulb moment. I always refer to those as your light bulb moment.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the reasons I started the podcast is because I think you have to keep, I think some legends or older coaches don't, and to be honest with you, I think this caught Bobby Knight by, you caught up with Bobby Knight. He didn't quite shift as fast as he needed to with the game. And that's always been my fear. This game is always changing. I want to always be creative and I always want to be learning. And yeah, but I think you know what I mean? It's like sometimes youth is wasted on the young though. I think I didn't get my first head job that I wanted. I still remember that day. It's like, I thought I was ready. I wasn't ready. I really wasn't mm-hmm. ready. And it wasn't the right program for me. The one I ended up with was obviously the right program because we've won a lot. So it worked out. So it's like some of that is like, you kind of just know when you know. I love that. What's one thing you've learned in COVID?
Oh, gosh. So one thing I think is just to simplify, because I think I've talked to a lot of coaches. There's been, we have had all this time on our hands, and then we've had time to watch, to listen to podcasts, to break down film. And it's like, I got to a point where I just shut it down because it was information overload.
I shut it down. You'll love this, coach. Those Zoom clinics that started in like March or April of 2020, like maybe they're April. I had to stop after like a week. Like it was just too much. It was like
too much.
I can't take all of this. I was better. Here's how I increased my coaching. I was better calling some other coaches and just talking like you and I are. I was better getting together with my staff and deep diving into our stuff than I was listening to, you know, 75 Zoom calls and about, you know, yes. I think that's a great, I think that's a really golden nugget is simplify. I think that really is, coach.
Well, and then you watch the tournament, you know, and you want to, oh, that's great. I want to put that in. Well, what are you going to take out? Cause you can only put in so much. And so I've just had to remind myself to simplify. And then I'm a huge reader. So during the pandemic, I've read a lot. And so I've gotten little nuggets from, you know, different books, like the Captain's Class was a really interesting book and broke down the best captains in sport history and kind of why they were great leaders. And so that was kind of an interesting book for me.
That's a good one. Up three. They have the ball going full court. Both teams are in the double bonus. Do you foul? They have the ball. You're up three.
Most of the time. Yeah, almost every time we do.
And why?
And there's going to be, you know, stipulations to that. If we're not a very good rebounding team that year, then maybe that would change some things. But I just don't – I don't want to give them a chance to tie it. I mean, I know the stats say, okay, they can make one and tip it out, and then they have a potential to actually win it. But we want to foul with under 6 seconds left and just eliminate that idea.
I did some deep diving into this. I think the magic number is actually 7 seconds. With 1 second. But I think I think it's easier for the boys to remember seven rather than six. I don't know why. It's like a weird thing. Lucky seven. But I have, because we don't, I've spent a lot of time on situational stuff over the COVID, and because I'm a math person, so I'm trying to figure out some of the math behind it. I think with teenagers, you have to teach them. And so here's what I've built into my practice plans over for next year is I, I have to teach them how to foul.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, because or else they're going to tackle a dude, and it's intentional.
That has been one of the kryptonites for me. Is I've done stuff like that, but we have not practiced how to do that enough. We practiced it, but not enough. Like, yeah. how do you get the one person you want to catch the ball to get the ball? How do you foul on that? Like, because that's my work is one of these. You know, one of the wrong official bear hug. You know, we're not on TV, you know, you're not going to necessarily get the TV. I'm not going to make that call kind of call. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So that's one of my worries. All right. So let me go into rapid fire. Cause there's some rapid fire questions I think that will feed into what I want to talk about. The rapid fire, I'll just ask a question. Some of them are fast. Some of them are a little bit shorter. What's your favorite type of basketball?
Wilson Evolution.
And why?
I just think it's got a good grip and it's not too soft. And I guess that's what all of them used to too. Like that's what we've used forever. So
right.
It's a comfort thing.
Okay. One word to describe your ideal player.
Hard-nosed.
Okay. If you go to one sporting event in the world, what would it be and why?
Gosh, that's World Series. And just something different than what I would normally choose. And I think that's a special moment. Everyone's watching.
Yeah. Have you been to the NCAA finals?
I haven't.
That would be my choice if I hadn't been. I took my son 2 years ago and I'd mm-hmm. been, I think I'd been in like the 90s when Duke won one of those. I think I put the Masters, I think.
Oh yeah. That'd be beautiful.
Obviously the Cubs, I'm a Cubs fan. So we got over our jinx. So obviously seeing the Cubs in the World Series would have been nice the last time around, but I don't know. It's something maybe that I don't, I used to golf before I started coaching when I had more time. I used to fish a lot more too. Favorite pregame meal?
Coffee. I can't eat. I might have a snack, but it's funny after and I don't know about you, but I'm way more nervous as a coach than I was as a player. Right. So as a player, you just go out there and you go play hard and feel like you have some, you're just going to compete and get sweating and then you're in it. As a coach, I'm like, did I prepare well enough? You know, are we ready for this? And I just get, I'm calm in our pregame talk, but inside I'm always really nervous. So I just want a cup of coffee and get it going.
Yeah. I think nerves have actually gotten better for me. That's interesting. I think nerves have gotten better for me. The last couple of years when I was coaching my son, it was worse because of him. But I think, yeah, that's interesting. Here's the issue. Here's the way I think about that, Coach, is the only night that I sleep really well all basketball season is the night before the game.
Interesting.
Because I can't do anything anymore.
Yeah, the hay's in the barn, right?
The hay's in the barn, let's go. Like the shoot around the next morning, we can do stuff. So that's the way I've tricked my mind to like, well, what can I do? I can watch some more film. It's literally my like Netflix night. It's my, I try not to work ahead games because I'm old and I don't want to fog my brain with another team. So that's how I trick myself probably. I probably should be doing more that night, but that's how I trick myself. What does your game day look like?
Depends on it, but usually we want to have a walkthrough right after school. We don't usually play on Saturdays. So we usually play Tuesday, Fridays. So right after school, sometimes we'll have a walkthrough or sometimes maybe we'll have a little bit of film just in my classroom. It's more just to get the guys together than it is like, okay, but just a refresher on something that we did in practice the day before. And then I'll go home, see the family, and then I'll come back and watch our freshman, JV, watch everybody play. Then get it going.
I know. So you have a younger family, younger kids?
My son's 7, my daughter's 5.
Yeah. So I remember those days. That's why I'm flashing back, because I have a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old. So I remember those days, like I had to carve out part of that day to go see them. Now they don't really want to see me. So it's like, okay, it's cool, and I'll watch some game film or something. What's one thing you do to relax?
Watch The Office. My wife and I watch The Office a lot. Yeah.
So probably the best TV show ever, comedy. What would be your second?
It's incredible.
What would be after that? I know what I pick.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Please subscribe and like, no matter where you listen to podcasts, whether you're jogging, walking the dogs, walking the kids, playing at the pool, go over and subscribe. Apple would be great. 5-star. If you're going to do a 2-star, don't do it. Spotify or wherever you listen. We would also love if you went over to ttubes.com. It's what allows us to keep the lights on here and keep things at chugging. So go over and check that out. 14-day free trial. Everyone's got to work on their game and their craft. Come over and help us. And then the last thing is, if you're thinking of looking for other podcasts, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig. Those are two other ones. And we might have a fourth one in the tank, but we'll tease you on that one. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
I really like going golfing, but that doesn't happen really anymore. And so just spending time with my family.
Okay. I worded that wrong. What would be your other TV? So you can't watch The Office ever again.
Oh, okay.
What would be your next show?
We really enjoyed Schitt's Creek. My wife and I did. That's a good one.
Okay. So let's eliminate that one. I'm trying to get you to see if you've watched this one, because there's one as good as, almost as good as The Office, in my opinion.
Well, I know Parks and Rec is really good. I don't know if you're trying to get
I like Parks and Rec. There. I think Parks and Rec and Schitt's Creek are the two. If you for the listeners, for the young pups out there, if you need some relaxing, three, The Office, Schitt's Creek, and Parks and Rec will all make you laugh.
Oh yeah. Yeah. For Schitt's Creek, you got to give it a little bit of time just to get used to the humor, and then once you kind of appreciate it, then you're in.
Yeah, you're in. Yeah. You're in. It was like a Game of Thrones took me a while to get into. People said, "Oh, you got to watch it." I go, and I'd watch one, and you got to give Schitt's Creek a little bit of time. Do you have any superstitions?
I just put my shoes on the exact same way. You know, sometimes if we're on a winning streak, I'll wear the exact same socks. When we won our state title in the playoffs, I wore the exact same outfit for every single game. So I get home, throw it in the wash. Like every little thing was the exact same. So if we're playing well, then I'll just try to repeat some mundane thing, like listening to the same song. Like it really has nothing to do with it. But
my wife threw out a suit once because I wore it like we won like 24. She threw it out. She goes, "You're never wearing that suit again." At one point, I stopped like. It was bad. She goes, "You're never wearing that thing again." She threw it out. It's pretty funny. One coaching technique you think's important?
I think that, and I talked about it before, stopping play, and not too much because you got to get let kids play, but stop and then just listen to what each player is thinking. Hey, what are you seeing right here? And especially with our point guards, I think that's worked really well, like helping them see the floor and make decisions. But sometimes it's after a play, sometimes it's mid play. And as a coach, you see something before it's going to happen. Like, all right. Or you see a read and then you just stop it immediately and say, "Everybody freeze." And then ask different kids. And it could be on both sides of the ball, and then let them play. I think those are really teachable moments.
Okay. Describe your perfect player in 5 words or less.
Can handle it, can shoot it. So handles, shooter, hard nose, great teammate, and gives touches.
Okay. Best basketball player you have seen in person?
Jamal Crawford. Yeah, he could do everything in high school. And I was trying to guard him. And it was a difficult task. But he was such a great passer too.
I know. Like
he was incredible.
The great ones are passers. They can do the other stuff, don't get me wrong. But the good ones, it's like being a NASCAR. I'm guessing it's like being a NASCAR driver. I'm guessing it's like being tight. Everything slows down for them. and they just see stuff that the normal, it's like a superhero thing. It's like crazy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's from coaching against some, like a lot of NBA guys over my career. The great ones, especially when they're in high school, the game is just literally like playing Nerf basketball for them.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like, yeah, us playing, you know, hanging on the back of the door kind of thing. Best basketball player of all time.
Jordan.
Okay. Most used basketball resource.
For me personally?
Yep.
I would say just recently podcasts, listen to Basketball Immersion. I've been listening to years. Just trying to pick out little things.
Chris is great.
Yeah. Chris has great stuff. Yeah.
He's got really good stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he's coaching anymore too. I think, he's good. He's really good. He's, I think he's stuck in Canada, to be honest with you right now. I think they're worse than we are. I don't think he's been able to leave. I like reading, but I just, as I get older, it's just, I fall asleep more. It's like,
yeah.
Like, so I like, so a side note to the podcast, obviously I have 4 podcasts. I love podcasts, but I've gotten into Audible. In the last
books. Okay.
Yeah. When I walk my dogs and stuff. So I'll put Audible in, like, I'm not going to read the Barack book, 'cause it's like 40 hours. So I listen to it. I just listening to a Stephen King book, The Stand, which is a little eerie, 'cause it's kind of like what we're going through right now with COVID, but it's a 40-hour book. I'm not reading a 40-hour book. I'm not.
Holy smokes. Yeah.
So, but I'll listen to it because I'll listen to an hour on my walk and it's like, you know, that kind of stuff. So, Audible's been great for me. Shot clock, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. If you could change one thing about the game, what would you change?
Officiating.
I won't put your name in the podcast. No, I will.
No, I think just some of the officiating rules, some of the hand checking stuff, like I like it to be a little more physical, and I think the offense has such an advantage that it's good if you're a good offensive player, but I think that we can play a little more physical.
Charge circle, yes or no?
The high school level, no.
I agree. Because the accountant that's working all day, he has enough stuff to worry about than whether he doesn't have instant replay. That's my theory with it. It's like,
yeah,
it's a questionable call anyway. It's a coin toss.
It's a bang bang, yeah.
Don't give them something else to worry about. They miss the 3-point line half the time.
Yeah,
it's got his foot on the. What are you talking about? Like,
yeah,
yeah. So, what's one thing that helped you become a better coach?
Having great mentors. You know, I've got Tom Newell is a close friend and a mentor. Herb Brown is a close friend and a mentor. Both those guys I lean on a lot. Herb Brown would come to practices and. I remember the first time he came into a practice at Scappoose, I was so nervous because he's coming in. I'm like, man, am I doing things the right way? And then we went and had some food afterwards, and he broke every little thing down and told me, you know, what we could be better. And he did it in a teaching way. And yeah. So Herb and I have been really close friends for the last 8 years, and he's been huge.
I'm telling the young coaches that will listen to this. First of all, get over your ego. Second of all, I've been doing this for 30 plus years and won a ton of games, and I still have people come into my practices and scout me. They scout my games, they scout my practices, they tell me what I need to work on. Because when you stop learning, you're done. I'm just telling you, if you want to be a great one, you got to keep learning. So,
well, like you said, the game changes so much. I mean, we got to change with it.
You got to grow. Best game you've seen in person?
I would say Blazers. Home playoff game, Brandon Roy comes back. It was against the Mavericks, that one. And then also last year when Dame hit the game winner against the Thunder. Was that against? Yeah. The deep step back basically from half court. Was that the Thunder?
I don't remember that game.
Jeez. I don't know. But I've seen a couple of pretty amazing NBA games.
One thing you tell your younger self.
Keep growing. And you're doing it the right way because you care about kids.
Okay.
You know, I think we question ourselves sometimes, but yeah.
Quarters or halves?
Quarters.
We play halves. I'm telling you, the flow of the game.
Oh, do you really?
We do.
Okay.
We play 2 18-minute halves. And I was like, you know what? It's for high school. Here's why I think it's good. It becomes a college game. So my best player, I've got a D1. I'll have a D1 junior point guard. He can't play 36 minutes the way I want him to play. No one plays 40 minutes of a collegiate game. No one plays 40 minutes. So I have to pull him in at some point and give him a rest in the first half. So it becomes more, it forces me to play my bench. It forces you. Like, there's no, like,
rest. We have 32-minute games. You have a 36. We got 32. So 8-minute quarters. I would love more minutes. Yeah, four give more minutes. Guys some time.
More minutes. I know. It was – I don't think it's NFHS approved, but we just do it. I don't know. That was a couple of years ago. I wasn't sure about it, but I think it's actually worked out pretty well. Best basketball coach of all time.
Man. Oh, gosh.
I know people. I mean, everybody picks a player real fast, but the coaches always have a harder time with because there's so many good ones.
There's so many great ones. Yeah, I mean, I would have to put Dean Smith up there, just because I've read a bunch of his stuff, you know. So it's hard to say. I mean, obviously John Wooden is one of the best, but I've read a little bit of his stuff, but not a ton, and so I feel more connected to Dean Smith, I guess.
Okay. Jump ball, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a no.
Okay.
I'm an alternate possession. I think the visiting team should just get the ball. Let's go.
Okay.
And the reason is they're horrible at tossing the ball.
Oh, they're so bad. But it's also, for me, it's just like the nostalgia of it, I guess.
It is. There used to be no three-point line, too. And you used to, like, people used to go to school in a horse and buggy too.
Uh-huh.
The accountant who was working all day and hasn't talked to his wife tries to throw the ball up once every 7 days. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah.
That's the only reason is that they don't practice it. They don't practice it. We don't practice it. I mean, we practice a jump ball thing, but just give it to the visiting team. I think it would cause some more, like if you know you're coming, I just think it would cause some X's and O's good. Like, okay, you're going to get the ball, so I'm going to do this to start the game. And, you know, I think there'd be some battleship kind of like movements going on.
I love that.
One basketball coach, one book you would recommend.
One book?
Yeah.
Chop Wood, Carry Water.
Oh, I love that book. Okay. So here's my last question. One bit of advice for a young coach. One.
I would say keep a balance because we still do it. We put our heart and soul into it, and we sacrifice family time. We sacrifice social time with our friends, and it's really hard to find that balance. But once you find it and you can kind of turn it off a little bit, once you get home, you're going to have a longer career because you won't burn out, and you're going to value the job a lot more because you're able to step away.
It took me a while, coach, to get to that figure. That's the only reason I've been coaching for 30 years because I figured out the balance. If I'd have kept going like I was in my 30s, I'd be done, I think. You got to figure out that balance. Well, thank you, coach. I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming on. Go enjoy the nice sunny day outside.
It's a rare one. So I appreciate you having me. You know, I've been listening to your stuff and I'm checking out your website and all that. Like, I really appreciate your passing on your knowledge, you know, sharing the game.
Thank you. Yeah. It's fun. It's fun connecting with people all over the country. I really do. And all over the world. I appreciate that. All right. We'll talk soon, coach. Thank you.
Hey everybody. If you like the podcast, make sure you subscribe, like, leave a review, jump up and down, run around your house, whatever you need to do. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.